Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And this is hour number three. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Well, Antifa is changing. And not for the good. Not for the good at all. Up until last weekend, they confined their violence, or had confined their violence to beatings and chemical milkshakes and mob violence. But now they've been accused, one of them has been accused of shooting an antagonist, a member of the Proud Boys. And we get this from Zachary Staber at the Epic Times. A member of the far left anarcho-communist Antifa network allegedly shot a member of the opposing group over the weekend during a clash in Washington State. Tusitala Tozi, that's how you pronounce his name, he's Samoan, known as Tiny, was struck in the foot on September 4th in Olympia, according to photographs, video footage, and city officials. Tozi is the leader of the Proud Boys, a right-wing group that has engaged in violence and whose national leader was recently sentenced to time in prison after pleading guilty to crimes in Washington, D.C. He took magazines to Washington, D.C., that desperado. The shootings came during clashes between the Proud Boys and members of Antifa, a far-left network of groups whose members have repeatedly assaulted people, attacked law enforcement, and set fire to buildings. And yet they don't get sentenced to no time, as far as I can tell so far. I mean, maybe I'm just not paying much attention, and whatever it is, I don't much care. But it just doesn't seem very equitable. There's no equity in there. But I digress. So, they plan to disrupt a anti-COVID-19 vaccine protest in the area, but they were confronted by Proud Boys members blocks away from the demonstration. Video footage showed Antifa members retreating with Proud Boy members pursuing them. Note that the Antifa forces were intent on disrupting the free speech protest of others. This makes their whole action illegitimate already. Yeah. And a firearm was used, which makes it even more illegitimate. Apparently, this firearm was used in anger. And that's a problem, I guess. That's a problem for them, because they used the firearm. A verbal altercation preceded the shooting, according to Olympia City Manager Jay Burney in a statement. A member of one of the groups then produced a handgun and fired several shots, and a member of the other group was struck in the ankle. Interesting that the city manager doesn't identify which group's member pulled the trigger. Just one group and the other group. That's how the left protects its own. Which is sort of silly, but at the same time, it's, you know, it is what they do. It's without a doubt what they do. Now the Antifa is arming with firearms, and they're an even greater danger to the Republic. The FBI notoriously infiltrates and funds various disruptive groups, but so far, zero from them on Antifa. Which sort of makes me wonder. Now, we know from what happened on January the 6th that they had infiltrated that as well. We know this. And out of this, we had only gotten, you know, a little bit of stuff here and there. Nothing of any real substance. But Antifa has flirted with the idea of firearms before. They had the John Brown Gun Club, which was interesting to watch. Especially when they would go to the gun range, because they would have a mad minute aimed at one hapless cardboard box. And there'd be, I don't know, seemed like there was 40 or 50 of them on the firing line, but only one apparently had real bullets in his weapon. And they were basically five-yard snipers. Which, you know, if you're going to engage at 5 yards, you are a lot more, you're a lot more brave than I am. I'm trying to get away from that. I'm trying to move away from that. Not actually get closer to you to have the gunfight. But that's all beside the point. That is all beside the point. So, and they shot him in the foot. Now, I have heard of another Antifa shooting where they shot another counter-protester. Right now, of course, the Proud Boys are personas non gratis. We don't like them. We don't like the Proud Boys. We don't like that they do things and cause things and stuff. So, being a part of the Proud Boys or getting out there and saying you like the Proud Boys. Well, I mean, that was basically what got Black Rifle Coffee Company in so much hot water, because they decided to try to distance themselves from the Proud Boys as if they're racist or something. And it got them in a little bit of hot water, because they don't look very good doing it, you know. But I digress. Once again, I digress. If they start arming up and showing up, then the big problem is going to be is if they decide to bring it to your town. The blue cities where they're doing it, for the most part, I don't know how dangerous that's going to be, or how much real action we could expect out of that. We'll see. I do know, interestingly enough, that for whatever reason in Seattle, they won't go into Bellevue, Washington. Now, Bellevue is the home of the Second Amendment Foundation. And I'm almost certain that that does not mean that they have a phalanx of armed people milling about waiting on them to come across, you know? I'm almost certain of that. But they don't go there. They're trying. They seem to confine it to Seattle city limits, Seattle city proper, and but they're going to start carrying guns. I guess we'll see. We'll see. Here, you know, we'll see what we get out of it. I'm curious. They would not be able to. If they actually cross over and get into a real pitched gunfight, that's going to be. That's going to be bad. That's going to be bad. Hopefully it doesn't come to that. But, then again, we're not the ones causing the problems. We're not the Antifa. When we get back, let's talk a little bit about COVID. This is Lock and Load.
Partners Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Millions of Americans are preparing for food shortages. No wonder. With increasing bizarre news headlines, water shortages, and the trucking crisis, we're seeing the early warning signs. Food shortages can happen overnight, catching you completely by surprise. That's why it makes good sense to secure some emergency food kits while you can. Emergency food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage, unlike grocery store food that goes bad fast. The company to trust is My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families in recent years. Our food kits give you over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs under stress to survive. We ship fast and discreet to your door. You'll have your food within days, too, not weeks or months. Our mission is your survival, and our food could definitely be a lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. So don't wait. It's time to act. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out. at DeSantisHolster.com. Learned a couple of things about COVID. One about the survival rate, and the other about eye-opening medical information hidden within the bowels of the CDC, which shouldn't surprise me, I know. But they both did, and they may surprise many of you. Now, I've had my suspicions about how survivable this is. I've understood that this is, you know, it seems survivable. I know people have passed away from it. But I've known for a very long time, and, you know, I've been listening to my hairdresser for the longest time, who's been telling me about how good ivermectin is, and provided people receive it early enough, and seeing that suspicion confirmed was... There was hard data from a Stanford professor, and the CDC was both shocked and satisfying. Past 18 months have taught people paying attention to rather obvious facts that COVID mortality rates and the very elderly are the most vulnerable, which is most of the time always the case with everything. Other vulnerable people are those with comorbidities and those who are obese. And this is not fat shaming to state an objective fact that ties in closely to surviving a potentially serious illness. Being heavy means you're straining your cardiopulmonary system, everything is under strain. Hard for you to heal when your body is having to strain just to survive. Dr. John Ioannidis, the Stanford University Professor of Medicine of Epidemiology and Population Health, and by courtesy of statistics and of biomedical data science, was curious about actual infection fatality rates for COVID, as am I. And extrapolating from confirmed cases, he concluded that around the world, more than half a billion people have probably been infected with COVID. Using that metric, he concluded that most locations around the world have an IFR that's less than 0.2%. And additionally, protecting vulnerable populations and treating people with appropriate medicines may further reduce mortality rates. But one thing we have learned is that COVID does not attack all people equally. When Democrat governors, beginning with Cuomo, decimated their elderly by warehousing COVID-infected people in old age homes, we saw that the elderly are the single largest vulnerable population. Dr. Ioannidis, therefore, decided to look at age-related survival rates, and he came up with survival numbers that, if more widely known, would bring this mad panic to an end. Now, you can go to PJ Media, and there's a neat little chart summarizing the bottom line survivability numbers, along with a more detailed discussion of his conclusions. But it works out like this. 0 to 19, 0.0027% IFR, 99.9973% survivability. Back and from there, it goes to 60 to 69, 99.41% survivability. I mean, it is survivable. Very, very. Then take it. Which is, it's really interesting for me to see that part of it. Now, back to his point that early intervention can help save even more lives, which is, that's always been the case, hasn't it, with everything. Right now, the medical establishment is doing the equivalent of a doctor who, when he concludes that you're in the early stages of a sinus infection, sends you home without any antibiotics and instead tells you to return when you're septic. When it comes to COVID, you're told to go home and get back to the doctor when you're on the verge of dying and interventional medicines are not going to work anymore. That's not when you take them. You take them prior to getting the disease. Really, quite easy to figure this out. Meanwhile, almost the entire American establishment, Democrats, doctors, Hollywood stars, hectors everyone to get vaccinated. The bias against early intervention is so strong that the same people lecturing people about vaccines are also assuring them that ivermectin, which has been touted as a possible treatment, is in fact an incredibly dangerous horse deworming medicine. When word got out that Joe Rogan treated his COVID with ivermectin, as well as hydroxychloroquine, the condescending sneering began. Which I thought Joe Rogan was like everybody's hero. In fact, the CDC is beloved of of the American left, strongly recommends ivermectin for third world refugees heading to America, carrying inside them a host of parasites. And yes, that is a horrible image, but the highlights will give you an insight as to how often ivermectin is mentioned. Now, just remember, ivermectin is such a miracle drug that it won the Nobel Prize. So the takeaway is that you're statistically unlikely to die if you get COVID, and that you can decrease even those chances by convincing your doctor that ivermectin is not only not a horse medicine, but in the right dose is so wonderful that it won a Nobel Prize. And if you're like me, maybe losing a few pounds is probably not a bad idea either. I'm working on it. I'm working on it. So, the whole thing about all of this is that this does not have to be a death sentence at all. It never has been necessarily needing to be a death sentence. That's the good news. The bad news is you got people trying to keep you from doing the right thing, to head that off at the pass. So, stay tuned. I'm sure it's going to continue to be stupidity on parade as we continue to go through this. Now that they've said it's going to be with us forever, I'm sure they're salivating, saying, well, we could just lock them down for the rest of their lives. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, the accused mastermind behind the September 11 terror attack, and four other high-profile detainees at the United States' detention center in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, resumed a pretrial hearing on Tuesday. The five detainees appearing in court together, smiling in an apparently jovial mood for the first time in 500 days due to delays brought on by the coronavirus pandemic. President Biden is speaking after getting a tour of parts of Queens, New York that were battered by the remnants of Hurricane Ida.
These waves crashed through the streets here, testing the aging infrastructure and taking lives. More lives were taken here than down in Louisiana.
Biden's visit comes after he approved a disaster declaration for New York State. USA Radio News. Texas Governor Greg Abbott is signing an election bill into law. The Republican governor telling reporters it's a great bill because it expands early voting to 12 days, noting it's longer than President Biden's home state of Delaware. Abbott saying the bill will also make it harder for ballot harvesting and cheating to happen. Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis is holding a press conference in Lakeland. The governor saying he's excited that there will be full capacity crowds at football games, including the NFL opener on Thursday when the Tampa Bay Buccaneers hosts the Dallas Cowboys.
It would have been nice to have more people there than were in the stadium. And my view was, look, you say you can only have 25,000 people, but yet after the game you got 100,000 people, swarm in the streets. What honest difference does that make at that point? So I wanted to have that for the Super Bowl last year, but I'm glad they're going to be able to do it.
USA Radio News.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Here's a quote from a gentleman named C.S. Lewis. Of all tyrannies, a tyranny sincerely exercised for the good of its victims may be the most oppressive. It would be better to live under robber barons than under omnipotent moral busybodies. The robber baron's cruelty may sometimes sleep. His cupidity may at some point be satiated. But those who torment us for our own good will torment us without end, for they do so with approval of their own conscience. That's a really interesting quote. There is no side of the medical debate that science has not been on when it comes to COVID-19. The lay people, like me, you know, in the beginning we were looking for guidance. We were, and this guidance we've been seeking has seemingly shifted to every side of any given issue. Wear a mask, don't mask. Quarantine 14 days. No, 10 days. Social distance 6 feet. Now 3. Try hydroxychloroquine. It worked in vitro. No, don't do that. That'll kill you. Try remdesivir. It has shown great promise at reducing mortality or duration of hospitalization. Okay, that doesn't work. Try ivermectin. You know? No, don't do that. That'll kill you. In fact, everything will kill you. We have 15 days to slow the spread or millions will die. Okay, we lied. Just lock yourself at home. Stay home for us. We need empty streets to march for Black Lives Matter. Go home and take some Tylenol until you can't breathe. We don't have the capacity to handle the volume. And also, Nurse Smith, you're fired for not participating in the clinical trial. In fact, the entire department is fired for not participating in the clinical trial. Don't talk about this on social media. Fact checkers have found that you're spreading misinformation. You can hardly begin to question why the public isn't interested in statements of righteousness from a medical community that not only failed to give any sort of definitive guidance on the management of this issue or and the disease, but outright walked all over themselves to comport with their personal political ideology. There is nothing about COVID-19 right now today that is not political at this point. Nothing. And that's a problem. It was, in fact, used to depose Donald Trump with 25 million surplus mail ballots, after all. Depending on what facet of this disease is being debated, you can nearly predict the debater's response based on his political leanings. Notice that there's... I have yet to find an apolitical person that wants to talk COVID-19. This politicization of all of this is an unfortunate state for science. This sort of politicized response or lack of response has left much of the public to utilize their God-given sense and try to separate fact from fiction and make the best decision for themselves and their families that they can. They compromised on a school year of masking and distancing and got 32 million cases and 600,000 deaths in return. They compromised on leaving dying relatives to take their last breaths alone over a phone screen. They postponed their weddings and graduations for the greater good. They postponed medical treatments to save hospital capacity. They self-isolated, and much of the public spiraled into physical and mental health crises. Now, the public get to be lectured by political partisans, and that if they don't participate in poorly designed vaccine trials with a dubious record of stopping disease transmission, they're selfish and deserve to rot. And what's more, an objective review of vaccine trend lines shows that the introduction of the vaccine may have accelerated case growth or at a minimum the acceleration of new variants. We're on a two-month delay from countries like Israel and the UK, where at least half of their severe cases or deaths are now happening in the vaccinated as new variants escape the vaccines and efficacy wanes. And since Pfizer and others decided to end the control arm of their trial by vaccinating their control group, we'll have no idea what the long-term ramifications of these mRNA shots are, which is where many of the public concerns lies. It's been advertised that the vaccine works to blunt the symptoms of the disease, but it doesn't prevent the transmission. So this raises the question as to whether or not the vaccinated are now silent super spreaders. When symptomatic patients are diagnosed with COVID-19, they go home to isolate and recuperate. When an asymptomatic person goes undetected, he may become a walking super spreader. One recent study preprint in The Lancet showed 251 times the disease in the nasal passages of vaccinated persons versus the unvaccinated, and there's a known viral load component to the severity of the disease, which could begin to explain our growing predicament. Now, on masking and COVID-19, the argument has always centered on whether or not masks stop droplet spread. And in a recent CNN interview, a Biden administration epidemiologist said the debate around masks can only center on properly fitted N95s, as the rest are generally useless, which basically means... You know, how often do you see one of those? A recent study showing a marginal 10% benefit to surgical masks only supports this. And this sort of statement from proponents' own experts somehow got ignored in campaigns to mask children in school. Maybe studies that equate masking with a talisman or a good luck charm that boosts morale were correct, and masks are operating as security blankets for those who live in a state of fear. masking proponents often ask, what if of the decline in other respiratory diseases? They point to the decline in other respiratory illnesses as proof of the efficacy of the mask. And it makes sense for a larger particle bacterial disease. But what about influenza and RSV? And one study last year found few, if any, cases of viral co-infection with SARS-CoV-2. They found only a 5% overlap between SARS-CoV-2 and influenza. I don't know. Maybe increased sanitation? I don't know. I'm just, you know, spitballing here. Perhaps we just stopped doing full respiratory panels and only tested for SARS-CoV-2. Let's talk about the kids. Kids going to school have a bigger risk from being run over by a school bus than they do from dying from SARS-CoV or any or COVID-19 acquired at school. Fact. And yet, we still got it going on. We still got it happening. It's the more we learn about this, the dumber it becomes. I'm just having all kinds of trouble with this. But you know, that's just me. I'm just sitting around here being angry that they continue to try to fool you. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092.
800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Time on the firing line from the guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Indeed. Check them out. DeSantisHolster.com. Right now, physicians spreading medical misinformation, particularly about COVID, are risking disciplinary action by state medical boards due to their high degree of public trust and their powerful platform in society. You could say this applies more so to the President of the United States, the CDC director, and to major newspapers and media organizations, all of whom have a far larger platform than any single doctor. For example, will Rolling Stone face disciplinary action for the completely made up and false little story they decided to spread the other day about Oklahoma hospitals and ivermectin? Those supposedly in the know about the science may attribute information to evolving science, meaning we're learning about COVID as we go along. Yes, that could be it, I guess, but this is not the first rodeo. You know, we've been here before. We've dealt with respiratory viruses once before. And, often, much more often than we used to. So, the science behind public health measures, including masks and distancing and lockdowns, has been known for decades. It seems that the only changes these days are political considerations, and that is not science. A popular catchphrase is that this past summer is that COVID is a pandemic among the unvaccinated. That's not exactly how that's working out. President Biden told this to America on August the 18th. And very late to the party there, CDC Director Rochelle Walensky warned of this a month early. I know Rochelle's name. I don't need to be reminded of it. Big media parroted this catchy slogan with little question, which is what they do. They never question anything. They should be questioning everything, but they never question anything. Now, is it based on science or simply a push to scare and shame the unvaccinated into taking the vaccine? By simply perusing the news, you can draw a far different conclusion that we are instead seeing a pandemic of the vaccinated. That may be right now in full play. In Israel, which is one of the most vaccinated countries in the world, they've also seen their highest number of coronavirus cases ever. And these cases are not mild. Right now, a majority of the hospitalized patients are in serious condition. 15% of them are on ventilators. In a country with over 80% of adults vaccinated, this is clearly not a pandemic of the unvaccinated. Instead, we're getting the opposite, going from the model of how to manage the coronavirus to the global hotspot. And it's not just Israel. The Washington Post asks, Iceland has been a vaccination success. Why is it seeing a coronavirus surge? And this phenomenon has not eluded America. Cornell University has a pandemic of the vaccinated, according to the College Fix. Despite 95% vaccination rate, Cornell today has five times more COVID cases than they did this time last year, which leads to obvious questions about vaccine efficacy. This catchphrase may have originated with another statistic making the rounds in America, also with little scrutiny by the media or medical establishment. And this is the assertion that 95% of people currently hospitalized for COVID-19 are unvaccinated. I've echoed this when I first heard this. Made sense. But this is pushing us backward to last year with indoor mask mandates and calls by the Washington Post to punish the unvaccinated. As an aside, there are calls to punish smokers, the obese, alcoholics, drug users, or others who place an undue burden on the healthcare system and their fellow citizens. How about illegal immigrants bringing poor health and perhaps disease into America for us to manage and pay for? And about that 95% number, the fact checkers say, yes, it is true. Well, did anybody fact check them? I mean, that seems like something we would do. Fact check the fact checkers. We could take a closer look at that, too. Either missed or ignored by the fact checkers is that this 95% number is not based on what's happening now or in the past few months, but it includes data going back to January and ending months ago, a very biased data set. The Kaiser Family Foundation published a chart listing each state reporting vaccination and hospitalization data beginning anywhere from mid-December to mid-January through anywhere from May through July. And these are not current real-time numbers. First vaccinations began in mid to late December, and those were few. So, a lot of things happening out there to skew the data. Now, why is this important? No one was fully vaccinated when reporting began, and every hospitalization in January would be classified as unvaccinated. And then the CDC stopped counting breakthrough cases among the vaccinated in mid-May, a time when only a third of Americans were fully vaccinated. Was this done on purpose? Mild cases can become severe. And if not tracking them, such progression will be missed and not recorded. And a medical internship axiom is if you don't check a temperature, you can't find a fever. CDC version is if you don't count hospitalizations of the vaccinated, you won't find any cases. So we can safely assume that this whole deal with the 95, well, a lot of these numbers have simply become something that have just come out of whole, you know, whole cloth, out of the air, created as a means for an information operation. So, the problem is when data is cherry-picked to present a predetermined narrative, here you find science turning into propaganda. And as the Seattle Times noted of the 95% figure, a misguided and dangerous statement, they said, but it's not that simple, and to oversimplify by calling it a pandemic of the unvaccinated will only make the problem worse. Interestingly enough, blacks and Hispanics and those with PhDs are among the most vaccine hesitant. And when people see the vaccinated getting sick and dying around the world, there is hesitancy. When we're told that the vaccination is a path to return to normalcy, and instead we're going back to last year, there is going to be hesitancy. All of this could have been, they could have simply just leveled with us from the get-go, I guess. Back again in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this, it has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Makes top quality AR style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.